Aww. Yeah, that's
so sweet. Oh, little angel.
Yeah.
Bundle of joy. That doesn't sound like joy to me.
That sounds like serious effort in the lower nether region.
She's working. She's working through
stuff. Oh, yeah. It's hard work. 8 hours. No, 24 hours a day.
We're at new music number 69.
Dude.
Dude. And, you know, I can't bring myself to, like, make some stupid joke
about
that.
No, don't. Just don't.
Just because that. It's not,
we got a baby in the room.
As a dad, it's not even funny to me anymore.
Baby.
That's not cool.
Is that bad?
No.
Stop
eating. Like,
everyone, stop thinking about it. Stop. Okay. Everyone stopped. It's respectful now.
it's a screenshot of his job at Marketing Magazine's daily newsletter. That's what he does.
Yeah, I'm loving those Notes Underground Flickr tags. Yeah,
those are great.
That was Cave Singers.
Cave Singers.
I went to MatadorRecords.com and checked out their most recent.
They're so good.
Band that they're promoting.
They're so good.
One of my favorite labels. Notable bands that came out of Matador, Interpol,
dude,
Cat Power.
Jeez. You know, those are actually the two first albums. We just got a record player at our house.
It's like a huge list.
We just got an actual album player, record player at our house. And those are the two albums we bought.
Oh, really?
First.
Those two?
We got to get Interpol, Red Light, and we had to get Cat Power.
No way.
Those are the first two albums we bought.
Really?
Yes.
Shut up.
Serious,
dude. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird, man.
Well, it's so good to be back here.
Yeah.
I got to say, I feel like it's been eons, like years almost. It feels like it's been years. It's been about a month and a half, hasn't it?
Yeah, two months. It's been at least 2 months since we've done a show. I don't know.
I hope anyone remembers us. Hey, Bailey remembers. Yeah. Bailey was there from the start. It's a twinkle in the eye of the parents. She's like, yeah, the show sucked then too.
Yeah, I've got a little girl now. A little girl. And she likes listening to rock and roll in the living room.
With a name like Bailey Rain, she's going to love the Doors at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went back to Cali.
I was forced back to Cali.
You were forced back to Cali.
You got
kicked out of the country
for
being too cool.
England told me that I didn't have a sufficient grasp of the English language, and so I had to leave the country. I shit you not. Pardon my French, Bailey, but I shit you not.
It seems like such an arbitrary rule. If you can't demonstrate your that you speak English, then we can kick you out. Like that's such a.
It seems like an ostentatious American rule. It seems like such an ostentatious American rule. You'd be shocked to see it over here in a more international kind of location, but. But yeah, they said that there wasn't enough evidence that I speak English. And of course, I can't give them the podcast. They don't care about the podcast. It's not proof that I'm involved. You know, they had my California driver's license. They had my diplomas from
American
University.
Why don't they just talk to you?
I went down there. I went down there in person and I said, look, I have the paper evidence you need, which is a letter from my undergraduate university saying the entire course was taught in English. I was like, I have that. I'm here in person. Here's the evidence you
need.
Talk
to me.
Let's make it cheap and simple and quick. And they said, no, we don't have to talk to you and we're not going to talk to you. And by the way, we don't like to talk to anyone who applies for a visa. So go away. And so I left the paper there for them should they wish to see it. And then I had to leave and I left and nothing came of it. So I applied again, right?
Yeah.
While I was in America, I applied again and they rejected me again. And so it's like, it's harder to get into England than it is to get into the college of your choice.
Yeah.
It's a joke. So anyway, plan B / C / A is now coming into effect. And it'll work out one way or another. And you know the funniest bit?
What's that?
Well, the funniest bit's A, they don't listen to this podcast. The even funnier bit is that they don't even know I'm in the country. I snuck back in.
Yeah.
I flew to...
Did you take a boat or something?
I flew to Ireland, to Dublin, right? And then I took the ferry over to Holyhead, which is like a port town, right? It's like going to Tecate, Mexico, basically, where like every border agent is drunk and asleep. And I just came right in and they didn't even ask me. I didn't even have to show my passport. They didn't stamp it. They didn't do anything. As far as the world knows, I'm still in Ireland.
So you can't leave though. I mean,
I can leave because they don't care. They don't check your passport when you leave the country.
No, but you can't. Well, you can leave, but you can't.
As long as I come back, I just have to go through Holyhead again.
That's true. You've got
You've
got your
it's
route.
It's the easy way
in. You fly out of Heathrow and
exactly.
But what about when you go into back in to the States, and they're going to be like, where were you?
No, I was in Ireland.
I was in Ireland the whole time.
I was in Ireland the whole time. Southern Ireland, not part of the UK.
Yeah, but your plane just came from London. Oh, I took a boat over. Right, okay.
Yeah, but there's no evidence. You know, they won't look that deeply. They just won't. And that's the great thing
not
about bureaucracies.
Because you're a citizen there.
Yeah. The worst thing about bureaucracies is that they treat you like you're an asshole. The best thing about bureaucracies is that they don't care enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's the same thing, really. So yeah, it's a funny one, man. You had a baby, and I feel like I've been trying to give birth to a baby and get a visa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good to be back, and I should be here for a while.
Good.
For the next, you know, few years at least.
Is that, I think, are you guys all ready for a new season?
The new Notes Underground? Are we going to get regular again, Mitch?
I'd like to.
Are we going
to
start taking the brand flakes?
I think we should. This is one thing.
I hope so.
This is like one regular thing in my life that I actually like. You know, like you have to go to work regularly, and you have to.
Yeah, and I like to. And now I get to see a little Bailey Rain regularly.
I know.
I'm stoked about that.
I know.
I almost thought that when I was going to show up back here, she was going to be old. I really almost thought.
Like with teeth.
Yeah, and she'd at least have teeth.
Yeah,
and I'm so glad to see she's still a little freshy.
Yeah, she's a little tiny.
Freshy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah. She has really soft feet. Sometimes I want to eat. I want to eat her feet.
You want to eat her feet?
I don't know. That's weird, huh?
The strange cravings of a parent.
So what else? What should we? What do we got? We only have a few tracks this week.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it quick because Bailey's got a bedtime. Or
kind of a letdown after being gone for.
Well, we got to ease the people back in. You know, they're gonna have decompression issues.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the blog entry a couple days ago, but I just wanted to warm you up. Dan's back in town, ready to do some more muzak.
So send in your suggestions as well.
Yeah,
I brought in Nick Drake. Do you have that handy?
Let me see if I can.
Is that?
I didn't actually load it.
Oh, you didn't
load
it up.
How about one of your others?
Yeah, yeah. Hit me.
What do you want? Galaxy 500 or Iron and Wine?
Galaxy 500.
All right,
I gotta get this call. Hey, Fifi.
Voices.
Chromeo. What's Chromeo?
I feel like there's like this trilogy of bands I've been hearing about. Chromeo, Data Rock, and another band from Philadelphia that we played a while ago whose name is escaping me.
Daedalus?
No. No.
Patoy.
Like I said, the name is escaping me. But it's this Data Rock and Chromeo. These names that have been coming up so much, particularly on like CMJ. I know Data Rock's been coming up to me because of CMJ.
Is it CMJ right now?
I don't know when their thing is, but
it's soon, isn't it?
Their magazine I see often, and Data Rock was on the cover not too long ago.
CMJ is that big festival in New York. That big music.
Big music festival. Yeah. And they also do a show. They also do like an awards show, the CMJ Awards.
I gotta go to that sometime,
dude. That's an insider thing to get a ticket to. You can hook us up, can't you, Mitch, Mr. MySpace?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I know people.
I know people who know people who can steal some tickets for us. Do
hey, Dan,
it.
Can
hook
I
it
put
up.
One more sticker on your laptop,
please? There's not enough. The one that covers the Apple sign.
Yeah. That's got to be a really good
I'm
one.
I'm waiting for that one. That's I haven't found really that one yet, one. The one I'm willing to cover the Apple sticker with.
My Just friend put a has Microsoft a, thing right over.
Well, my friend has a Dell.
That would be so ironic.
She covered the Dell
Microsoft
with the Apple
sticker on your laptop, on your Mac laptop.
Yeah. Oh.
So when you turn it on, like the Apple shows through. Oh my God, it's so cool.
Man, this computer's starting to show its age.
Yeah.
When I open up Word and Excel and Photoshop, it's like a little too long.
Yeah.
It's starting to get that way.
Yeah. And it's like every software upgrade makes it a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's so irritating.
It is irritating. Irritating.
It's like, oh, why don't you buy one of the new Macs? You're like, but I don't want to.
My friend in our studio, Ben, he's been looking into the leasing situation. And this might be too lame and geeky for all the listeners, but he's been looking into the leasing situation. So like 50 quid a month, right? £50. Uh-huh. So it might as well be $50. In the current exchange rate, it's $100, which is extortionate.
Right.
But might as well, you know, exchange rates vary. Anyway, £50 a month, not too bad. He gets the hottest top of the line Mac laptop and he only has to do it for 2 years, right? Which is a little bit more, it's a bit more, but it's an affordable amount. It's easier to pay than like, you know, $1,800 up front. Yeah, and at the end, this is the best part, for an additional like 100 quid or something, he gets the hotshot version at the time.
And he can keep it.
Oh,
really?
End of story. And he has the old one. Well, he can also do a trick where you can keep the old one too. It's amazing.
So you get two at the end of it?
In a way, it's possible, it seems.
Really?
And I'm not quite sure if the... I haven't done the maths, but it sounds too good to be true.
You said maths.
Yeah, I did. I take out the rubbish. I look under the boot. You know, I take the lift and I did the maths. And yeah, it's... It sounds freaking awesome.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's because it's cool because the new Macs, you can actually run Windows within that environment. Like
at native speeds, but you can't do the 64-bit version, which is what's killing me. You can run Vista, but you can't run 64-bit Vista, which is crazy because it's a 64-bit processor.
This is why you do Vista.
I don't understand. I'd be curious. I'd just be curious as to why.
Why?
Why, everybody?
Maybe because it takes...
Why
it,
war?
Maybe because it used 32 bits and reserves that just for Windows.
But it's also... It's a minefield.
Maybe if you take 32 bits and then you add another 16 bits and then you take another 16 bits and you put it in your RAM.
Yeah.
And you can have like a totally fast internet connection.
Shut up. What's going on? Is anyone listening anymore, Mansion?
Hello, 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 hello. Anyone out there? Out there?
Yo. Let's go just swinging from the stalactites and stalagmites of our listenership.
We've got like four people left.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because we used to get comments and people talking, and then we didn't do anything, and no one even said, "Hey, where are you?"
One person said, "Hey, congratulations, how's the baby?"
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't. I mean, I guess that I'm just hoping that you all are really understanding people.
Really understanding.
And that's why you didn't say, where the hell are you?
Yeah. No, they're at least that much understanding. But you know, it'll work itself out. It'll work itself out. We're quality nonetheless. We got to stand on that.
Yeah.
And now we got Bailey on our
now
side.
Now we have Bailey.
We got a sidekick.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, who can deny? You can't. There's three things in life you can't deny: kittens, puppies, and babies. And we got one of three. So we're doing all right. Let's get a kitten and a puppy in here. And we got everyone on our side.
That sounds good.
Shadow follows you way out past in that downtown city glow. Across the Santa Cruz, the I-10 through the Rincons, Cochise stronghold,
That's a trippy way to end a song, isn't it?
They were jamming.
They didn't even...
Bob Marley style-y.
But it wasn't even... It didn't stop. Like, the song the song didn't stop. It was just like...
It was perfect.
They're just kind of like, yeah.
You don't need to stop it. Just let it be.
That's cool. Calexico.
I love Calexico.
Yeah.
Every album is golden from them. Those guys have a vibe like I don't know too many... Calexico and Caliphone, I put them together. Oddly enough, they have a similar name. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I love them both equally.
It's so weird because they have like a sort of like gangstery sort of art on their album covers. Like they have this skater chick that's done in sort of a stencil.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like
it's the lowrider style.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. But like their music is totally, it's almost hippie-ish, you know what I mean? Which is sort of
jam.
It's totally jammy.
Yeah,
so it's weird.
Jam.
They've got this sort of like,
and you could say white.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's but with a Mexican influence. It's, it's like white people with a serious Mexican influence. It's very low, near the border influence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hence the name.
Yeah, but then they've got these other songs that are like really almost traditional Mexican style like tunes with trumpets and accordions and like, you know. You know, like
they should be in some movie soundtrack, some Western movie soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. They're an interesting band.
I love it because I've never seen them live. In fact, I've never even seen an opportunity to see them live. And they're one of those bands I would wish I could see live. I really do.
Yeah, I
know they've come through London once or twice,
really,
but I couldn't
good.
Afford them at the time.
I bet they're really good live.
I think they played over in West London, and it was a ridiculous price for the ticket. It was like 25. Well, at the time for me, it was ridiculous. I was a student. It was like £25, $50 in America at the time for a ticket. I was just like, forget about it. You know, I could see the Stones for that price. Not that I'd care to see the Stones for that price. I mean,
speaking of incredible bands, did you? This is one thing you might not have heard about while you were gone. Led Zeppelin is playing a one-time show.
You're kidding
in
me.
In London.
Who is the drummer?
Jason Bonham.
Wait, he's dead. Wait, John Bonham's dead. Who's Jason Bonham?
His
brother?
Son.
Oh! Does he live up to it?
Yeah, he was the Whitesnake drummer or something like that. He was
like a drummer. Whitesnake drummer.
Yeah, yeah. He was a drummer in some big like 80s hair band. Oh, no, I think the band was called Bonham, and the whole thing was like, John Bonham's son. Yeah. He's not bad. You know, he's not like a jazz drummer. You know what I mean? But he's not, you know, he's a rock drummer, but he's not like a...
Man, can you imagine the pressure?
Seriously. Dude. No, but still, John Paul Jones hasn't played with the band since they all got together.
Do you know anyone who went by chance?
It hasn't happened yet.
It's happening.
They announced it while you were gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
Led Zeppelin.
Holy crap.
I got to get my hands on a ticket.
Speaking of holy crap, I was at a pub before I came over here with my friend Tim and his girlfriend, and she's American, and she's been living in England for ages. But while she was over in America for business, and she was in Cincinnati, and she was at the airport, and she had a few hours to kill, and she figured, okay, well, I'm gonna tour around a little bit. So she went to Kentucky and saw the Museum of Creationism.
Creationism.
There's a Museum of Creationism.
Wow.
Talking about holy crap.
So they have like
it was amazing.
This is Adam's hair.
Exactly. They have that. Evidence of the Ark. Evidence basically proving that the earth is 4,000 years old you know, or something like that. And wow. And the reasoning why stratas exist in geography and why it why those same stratas correspond to biblical stories and not science or evidence or carbon dating in any way. And on top of this, it costs $20 to get in. $20. And they have animatronic Noahs, she says. Animatronic Noahs telling the story of the Ark in Kentucky. Her retelling of her visit blew my mind, and it cracked me up to know it, and it brought a new definition to holy crap to me. Anyway, I'm so excited to go back to Kentucky and see the Creationist Museum and buy some postcards and send them to you guys in Little Bailey Rain.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, let's get some of this. Here. Say hi, Bailey.
No. She says, I don't like that one, Bailey. She says, I don't want to talk about, you know, controversial issues. Let's talk about milk.
I guess not.
Yeah, she was.
I heard it in the background, but no, she won't step up to the mic.
No, she's, you know, like, what I'm saying? She's like her mother,
a little bit shy. Anyways, I guess we should play our last track and call it a night, huh?
Yeah. She says, I'm sleepy. Let's call it a night.
Hi. Say hello to everybody. Will you say hi to everybody out there in podcast land for me, please? Hi. Okay, definitely not. He's like, I don't do this.
No.
You put that big black thing in front of my face one more time, I'm going to bop you in the nose.
I'm not into pressure. I've been through a pressure situation once, and I'm not doing it again. She's a shy little turtle.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, Mitch. You
thanks,
got a little
man.
Perfect one on you.
Well, it's fun. Yeah. She's cooing at mommy right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's so fun.
Those are some serious cooing phases.
It's fun. It's really fun being a dad.
Yeah.
It's like, it just every day.
All of it. It's an adventure, huh? It's all something new every day.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I just have a different perspective on things now. You know, I mean, I'm still the same guy, but it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not so selfish.
This is what you know? Can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard about this phenomenon.
Can't be.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. You got to be glad that it's there and glad that it's all happening and it's healthy.
It's definitely not about.
It's life.
About, it's not all about me anymore, and it's not going to be for a long time.
It's hard to relate to without having the same sort of responsibility, I have to say. I mean, you know, if someone woke me up at 3 in the morning and said, I got a poopy nappy, do you know what I'd do?
You'd be like, well, why didn't you just go to the bathroom before you pooped in your pants?
Exactly. Leave me alone.
See, here's the thing. I'm sleeping.
Yeah. I was comfortable. I was happy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, dude, you and Renica, man, well done on a happy bouncing baby girl.
Thanks.
She's epic. And she's a Virgo like me. So we're going to totally relate.
Yeah. Hopefully she won't be.
Yep. Exactly. Yep, look of concern. I know it well.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully she can carry on and do the podcast when you get deported.
Yeah. No. She will.
At this rate, though, with the sort of spotty, really like stark contrast and
you
silence.
And I, we should be advertising for a replacement just in case.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Spence, he wanted to come tonight.
Oh, that would have been great.
I talked to him this morning about it.
He's too busy torturing cockroaches.
He said he couldn't make it. You know, initially, you know, I talked to him and he thought he might be able to make it. But then But then he sent me a text. He said, I'm off to see Macbeth tonight with Jean-Luc Picard.
No way! The captain? Yeah. Oh, wicked. Oh, I'm so jealous. I can't wait.
Yeah.
F&A, man. I saw the posters on the underground, and I was like, I got to see that. Because that's Jean-Luc Picard's native environment.
I know. I really wanted to see that.
I hope it's running for a while. Fee may not appreciate it, but I'll buy her tickets anyway.
So I sent him a response. Let me see if I can find. I sent him a response in my best Shakespeare. I said, didst thou pull my finger? Alas, I must now relieve once more. Thy hand is but a sword in my heart. Good day, Commander La Forge. Good day.
You crack me up.
That's all I got. Okay. One last song. Good night, everybody.
Adios.
There are times that walk from you like some passing afternoon. Summer warm, the open window of her honeymoon. And she chose a yard to burn, but the ground remembers her. Wooden spoons, her children stir her. Bougainvillea blooms. There are things that drift away like our endless number day. Autumn blue, the quilt right off the perfect bed she made. And she's chosen to believe ships that pass, all our bodies in the grass. Springtime calls her children till she lets them go at last. And she's chosen where to be, though she's lost her wedding. Misplaced jar of bougainvillea seeds. There are things we can't recall. Blind as night that finds us all. Winter tugs her children in her fragile china dolls. But my hands remember her. Shaded ferns, naked arms are secrets still, like songs I never learned. There are names across the sea, only now I do believe. Sometimes we're the windows close, you sit and think of me. She'll mend his tattered clothes, and they'll kiss as if they know. Her baby sleeps in